Join us as we cover many an insane movie and numerous cult TV phenomenons. Are you ready to get jacked up? Are you with us? Then listen on.
Welcome back, guys. We got, once again, just another Internet Movie Database Top 250 Redux. This time we're taking on all the shows. John said he would bite the bullet, actually. Probably eliminate this with more fun stuff that everyone's probably seen more of. So, thank you all for joining in. We hope you get entertained by this. So what was like the first show that you think you actually got into before we actually kind of begin this briefly?
Oh man, that's a good question. I think it was plenty of shows I got into. I mean, mostly you could say the kids shows, but I think really the first one I got into the most was X-Files.
That's the one. Okay, very nice. I would have thought it'd be Twilight Zone or a sitcom, but no, that's cool. Very cool.
No, it's X-Files.
And that was kind of cool because, like, that was one of the many books that had, like, standalone novels as well by Kevin J. Anderson. He was doing all the, he was kind of keeping the Star Wars Expanded Universe alive at the same time, and I saw that he had authored, like, several X-Files books. Growing up, it was like, oh, that's that one show my folks and uncle used to like. And that basically every other show on TV, sci-fi or horror action, is basically inspired by. So, yeah. Yeah, no. What did I watch most of? I want to say Whose Line Is It Anyway?
I mean, same here.
My folks would get some SNL best of tapes from the rental store, and we do, of course, Star Trek, but there'd be some other thing on that was also like, I think we did a bit of Home Improvement, but it was more just kind of, you wanted something that everyone could basically watch. And I think that's the other problem too, is most of the sitcoms were very rude, especially after a while.
Yeah, that's true.
A bit of The Cosby Show and Seinfeld, and so it's like, yeah, okay. Okay, so I have re-ranked, we're going to re-rank the top 250. So IMDb had their top 250 films, and we already dedicated the last episode to doing that, and we had some fun contributions. We was like, hey, take off half of these movies that, again, you know, like, if you're going to pick one sequel, pick the best of them. Don't pick all of them. And we did away with a lot of the depressing movies that you'll only watch once and do a lot of the quotable comedies. I even put some on for my friends. I was like, they would probably want Transformers the movie, the 86 one, or PCU on here. So let's put that on here. So I tried to rearrange this list as best I could, like by order in which it got released. And I was really surprised, you know, because there's so much anime and documentaries, and this is like, okay, well, no offense, but I keep documentaries separate from movies, you know?
Yeah.
It's fine to have a really good National Geographic or Discovery Channel program, but come on. So I take it you would want to add Burn Notice to this list.
Yes.
Yeah. So I rearranged it in order of like release date, and I saw that, you know, most of the big ones are on here, like The Prisoner and Twilight Zone and Monty Python's Flying Circus, but I, Claudius, Fawlty Towers, there's some classic PBS stuff.
Which Fawlty Towers will actually be on my list.
Yeah. Okay.
Glad to see that one, yeah.
Okay. Das Boot is only on here because it was basically released as an extended miniseries overseas, but...
Yeah.
Mystery Science Theater's on here at 177, so I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Star Trek Next Gen 109. Okay, cool. Seinfeld, Lonesome Dove, Twin Peaks, The Simpsons are at 96. I'm like, okay. And then Batman the Animated Series, X-Men Animated. Homicide is here at 189. And then, yeah, our precious X-Files is 122.
Which I can't complain about that too much.
That's fine. 49 is Friends. Okay, well. Oz is here at 77. Glad to see some prison representation, because unlike Shawshank, I think that actually deserves to be on a list. So, got Cowboy Bebop. And okay, Whose Line is 204. Nice.
Ah, just noticed that.
Sopranos is 13. That sounds about right. But... Okay, 66 is The West Wing. Well, I'd rank that up more probably around 20, but okay.
Futurama's at 235.
Jeez. 6 Feet Under, Curb Your Enthusiasm, British Office. Well, no offense, but it's just not in the same ballpark as The American Office. It's a great starting point, and Ricky Gervais is a naughty bastard, but I don't know. Vander Brothers is number 4. I totally understand it, but I realistically, it's probably around number 15. You're going to watch it once, maybe twice, but you'll just remember it for years on end, because it's a long thing to get through. So, The Wire's number 6. Sounds legit. Although, technically, you could even switch it out with Homicide.
That's true.
Like, just have them switch places. The Shield's 98. Why can that not be number 8?
I see Firefly is at 28.
Yeah.
I'll put that lower, at least.
Yeah. Ghost in the Shell show is pretty good, but it's an acquired taste. Chappelle's Show is here at 63. I would have thought that'd be up at least in the 30s, but whatever.
It's nice.
Battlestar Galactica is at 130. I'm like, what? And I think it's the miniseries, not the main show. So I'm like, actually, no, never mind. It is here at 93, but even stupider. I'm like, the just take one or the other. Don't. Ugh.
I see that. I see Deadwood, 106.
Yeah, I'd probably rank it a little more, maybe around 11, maybe 15. Hmm. It's good, and it's basically an anti kind of Western show, but you're going to have to really take a while to really like binge it and get into it. So, I mean, it's really awesome, but I don't know that I would put it first because it is pretty brutal. So,
I see the American Office at 39.
Okay, there we go, 39.
Doctor Who, 186.
it's pretty campy, and I don't know. Maybe I'm getting distracted by all the fandom. I never took it much seriously as a show, so I...
Same here.
It's on here, but some people like it. Justice League Unlimited's 93. Sounds legit. It's pretty epic for a superhero cartoon, but Always Sunny's 59. I actually am surprised by that because I would have thought it'd been ranked higher because so many people are quoting all the characters.
Oh, you
shut up, shut up. Rome's here at 72. I would kind of replace that with Vander Brothers. Like, I would have Vander Brothers rank a little lower and have Rome probably be number 6 because it's pretty damn epic. It just, like, even more than Deadwood, like, it's historical fiction, but they did really good at just making them be just very quick and just epic seasons. Like, I thought I was watching all the classic epics like Ben-Hur and Gladiator back to back. Dexter's here. I'm really even surprised it's still on the list given how many awful latter seasons it had. Friday Night Lights is on here.
I see Mad Men 114.
Yeah, I still haven't gotten into it, so I can't say. But
Breaking Bad number 3.
Yeah, but is Saul on here?
That's a good question.
I don't see it on here.
I see Parks and Recreation at 121. Interesting.
Yeah, that's another surprise factor. I would have thought that and Archer, which is at 140, would be ranked a little higher just because, again, people sharing just memes nonstop. I'm really surprised that Spartacus, the show, is on here. I thought it was kind of an underground kind of cult hit, but apparently everyone loves that nonstop fighting.
I see the one show you recommended to me, Justified, is on here.
I guess a lot of people have seen it, but still not enough people. Sherlock, no offense, that can take a dive. I prefer older Sherlock Holmes, and unpopular opinion, neither that or Elementary comes anywhere close to what the classic Sherlock Holmes is supposed to be. I find them both watchable, but I also find them just very unrealistic, so it kind of takes me out of it in a lesser Christopher Nolan kind of way. Boardwalk Empire's on here. Can we replace that with Power? I'm sorry. I tried with Boardwalk Empire, but it is not interesting in my opinion. Like, all these other crime shows are inspired by real life crime bosses, but they at least will do a giant plot twist. And that one, I'm just like, oh, just kill each other already. Not that I care. Shameless is on here. Still haven't seen it. Downton Abbey, I can get behind 103. That's about right. Game of Thrones, what would you replace Game of Thrones with?
Oh, that's a good question.
Hopefully not Stranger Things.
Please. No, that would not be my list at all. So I, folks, not a fan.
No.
Ooh, what about you would? I'm not sure.
Some other kind of epic or twisted show. Well, some of the shows, I'm looking around, making sure they're not already on here before I say something.
That's what I'm doing too, just to make sure.
Yeah.
Did I just see that right? Impractical Jokers on here?
I'm sure it's on here.
Yep, 193.
Screw it, put it on there. And the other Spartacus spinoff is on here. I'm going to replace that with, how about Kingdom, that Frank Grillo MMA fighting show?
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty captivating for a while before its awful third season. Yellowstone's on here. Good to see the Kevin Costner getting represented, taking back his land from evil businessmen. Secession's on here, but not Billions. I think Billions is a little funnier, but it's just me. So I guess I'll replace it with one of these Bollywood Turkish shows that no one's heard of.
I see Fargo's on here.
Yeah, Fargo's on here. Ted Lasso's on here.
Rick and Morty. I figured that. I think we're talking about that one. Last week's John Oliver. Really?
Because I put
John Oliver on here, just saying.
I mean, yeah, those are talk shows, so I mean.
Oh, I see Saul now. 62. Okay.
Oh, so SNL is on there. Good.
Better Call Saul is on here. I see that one.
All right. Yeah. 24 used to be on here. What the fuck?
Strange Things is on here. Oh, God.
All right. Perfect. Yeah. So I'm replacing Stranger Things with 24. the fuck out of here with the shit. You're gonna be binging 24 nonstop.
Exactly.
And I know for a fact it used to be on here. It still has an 8.3 out of 10. So unless I'm looking at it wrong, what changed? That got me from college. I was like, see, guys, there can be a reason for me to just look at the boob tube.
Nope, that song's not on here. Let's see what I can replace that with. Hmm.
How about Strike Back?
There you go.
Some other spy action show that gave James Bond a run for his money. Then there's Clarkson's Farm. That's a reality show. And last I checked, Jeremy Carlson of Top Gear is a piece of shit. So I don't think I want to see him herding sheep. What would you replace this with? How about Mythbusters?
I guess you could say that.
If we're going to do a reality show on Discovery, do that one.
You might as well.
I think Vikings is on here. I thought... Oh, fuck. Got Mr. In-Between, so that's interesting.
I see Mandalorians on here. I figured that. All
right.
People.
Is hey. Even the Punisher's on here. Nice.
I saw that.
Mindhunter. Still haven't seen either that or Dark, although I hear great things.
Same here. Yes.
Again, documentaries, guys. They're not the same thing as a work of fiction.
Mayor of Easttown, I've heard so much about from a lot of people.
I do want to see it, and I mean, there's some serious talent attached to it. Gavin O'Connor and not Derek Kolstad, but one of those other guys who's just, I think it was Scott Cooper and other people who've just done gritty stuff like.
Probably Out so. Of
the Furnace and Pride and Glory and Warrior. I'm like, yeah, okay, interesting. Atlanta, sorry, could not get into it. So how about you replace it with something that is pretty satirical and did it years before, such as The Boondocks.
There you go.
This Is Us is on here, but that shit's way too fucking depressing. So how about you replace it with A Million Little Things? You just got psyched. Speaking of which, Psych's not on here. Something is very wrong with everyone.
I'm about to say, no Psych.
Replace Feud, Betty and Joan with Psych.
There you go.
Big Little Lies is on here. I object. Replace it with David E. Kelly's superior earlier work, Boston Legal. At least you'll guffaw. Westworld's on here. Can I replace it with the less depressing earlier work by Jonathan Nolan, Person of Interest? We got, see, again, Twin Peaks is on here twice. It's like, that's season three, technically, so that should be in the same page.
Well, they can't do that because it's a different decade, that's why. That's no excuse.
No excuse. So Better Call Saul is here at 62.
62. Okay.
That should switch off. Hell, I'd be okay with it and Breaking Bad both being near the top. That'd be fine, but do it.
Yeah, that'd be fine with me.
Gamora's on here. That is one boring-ass gangster show. I love the director's work on Sicario 2, but I could not get into that show to save my life. So how about I replace it with... Narcos is already on here. What's something that's just badass? Fine, Law & Order, SVU.
There you go.
Better yet, even just the original.
I was about to say, original. There we
one
go.
Of the original, legit one, which had so many faces and characters. And Line of Duty's on here. That's a pretty brutal one. That's pretty cool. Vikings is on here. Hannibal's on here.
BoJack Horseman, really?
Yeah. I haven't
watched that, so.
I haven't got into it either, but, I mean, I don't know.
Blinders, I know. I tried watching, I couldn't finish that, to be fair.
Yeah, season one was pretty cool, but I think it could take it off because I never bothered with the rest of the seasons. I was like, yeah, I think the story's been done and told, so no.
I see The Crown.
Yeah, The Crown's on here. It's well acted, but it's not really my cup of tea.
Same here.
So we got those two and Black Mirror, which
I'm sorry, guys. That is Twilight Zone amateur hour. Not my cup of tea at all. I could not stand any of those stories. They're great if you like boredom. So, if we could replace three different things on here.
I'm surprised we don't have American Horror Story on here. I thought they would have been. But...
Right, hey. With all the... I guess everyone's finally seeing through the bullshit that it's really nothing to it. It always starts interesting to them and ends poorly. But yet, Eric Andre's on here. Someone has a great sense of humor. So, I'll go ahead and replace Black Mirror with Star Trek Deep Space Nine. I guess you can replace The Crown and Peaky Blinders with... is NYPD Blue on here? No.
Nope.
Perfect. So that takes one, and what would the other one be? I guess we could put Chicago PD or Fire on here, and there you go.
I'm going to replace something with Tales from the Crypt, because that should be on here.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Generation Wars on here, pretty proud of that. But yet Generation Kill's not on here, which I think is a pretty cool look at the Iraq War. There's some very interesting dark humor. So I guess I'm going to replace Through the Wormhole with that. So Sons of Anarchy's on here. I don't care much for neo-Nazi shows, so can I replace that with... Well, you said Tales from the Crypt. There's got to be some other wacky cult show. How about that 80s show Monsters?
There you go.
John Adams is on here. Oh, I'm mistaken. Generation Kill is on here. But oh well. So John Adams, pretty cool. Dr. Horrible sing along. Okay, I'll allow it. I'll let everyone have their Naruto and Death Note, even though I won't watch those. So. House is on here.
I see the Haunting of Hill House.
Yeah, I think you dig. I think you dig it. It's pretty uncommon mystery.
Well, I'll say this. I'll play some Practical Jokers with SNL. I'll be fine there.
So, there you go. Yep, Samurai Jack's on here. Never heard of Black Books. Coupling, I always heard, was pretty risque and silly. Might as well just replace it with some Skinamax show.
House of Cards, I see.
Well, see, that's the other thing, too. Both House of Cards are on here. So can we just go with the British one, since that's just four parts and doesn't have Kevin Spacey? Oh, man.
I see that, The Newsroom.
Yeah. There's a lot of other British comedy shows that most of us do not have access to because they're like 30 plus seasons and weren't on PBS or BBC. So. Mr. Bean's on here as well as Blackadder. I would replace Blackadder. It is not my cup of tea. I did Mr. Bean plenty of times growing up, but Blackadder, just, it's interesting as a Rowan Atkinson star, but I'm sorry, it's hardly his best work. How about I replace that with Elvira?
There you go.
And there's this other one called like 89 Decalogue. Based on the Ten Commandments. No, thank you. How about I replace that with Chicago Hope? Because everyone needs a dark comedy set at a hospital.
Exactly.
I could have sworn Criminal Minds was on here at one point, so I'll replace the Bugs Bunny show with that.
I'm trying to say, I'm not sure if you've seen Schitt's Creek or not. I've always heard about that.
Yeah, I can understand it. I'm surprised I don't see it on here, so I guess, yeah.
Yeah, that's on here. That's
oh, it is on. Okay, yeah. Perfect. Okay. So I think we've added as many comedies and action shows and other addicting, moody character pieces. Yeah. I'm actually surprised one of Dennis Leary's shows aren't on here, like Rescue Me. So
I thought it would be, but I guess people forgot about it.
Too cynical.
That's probably the other excuse. I don't know him. Okay. He still wants the show, though.
I don't know him.
Give him a chance.
Give him a chance. Yeah, I mean, we don't have too many superhero shows. Thank God there's no DC on here. There's not any of the pretentious Agents of Shit.
Surprised not seeing like Falcon with the Soldier on here. Or
even it was acceptable, but it was not hardly the best Marvel that you must see. So, I don't know. And at the same time, it was better than so many of the other overrated ones. I'm so glad WandaVision isn't on here.
I'm just surprised that they would have been since...
Right. Everyone's trying to rig the votes with every Marvel thing.
I'm glad it didn't happen here. So... that would just be annoying. Like, no, sure. These shows are better. Just saying, folks. Mm-hmm. Watch those. But they won't listen.
They won't listen. Could probably add Ray Donovan on here, just because it's pretty kick-ass. Yeah. I think... I'm surprised Barry isn't on here. Especially after
should
you.
Should be. Yeah. It should be. I mean, I know it's only been 2 seasons, folks, but come on now. Put on here.
You could totally be on here.
I mean, if you're going to put stuff that's been on here since last year, like Queen's Gambit, you could put that on here. Just saying.
Yeah. And that and Chernobyl and all that. So, yeah. It's like...
Well, you think it would have been on here considering the hype I got, but yeah. I guess not. So.
Yeah, I think we've added as many edgy, kick-ass... Ooh. Just came to me. TVS Pictures. What the hell is that? Trials and Tribulations of Young Entrepreneurs. What is this even on?
I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of it. I'm looking it up. It's an Indian show. Yeah, no. Oh. No one's seen this. And there's already plenty of other shows about business, so I'm replacing that with Longmire. Fight me. You will be so interested by this unusual town and this Native American communities and all this other awesome, just brooding evil. True Detective, not a fan at all. There's so many better ones, so I'm replacing that with Bosch.
Well, I haven't seen True Detective, so I can't say.
But... Bosch, you will have your head just picked at for days. True Detective, I'll be picking my brain saying, man, why did anyone want to bother with such a dull show? I'm looking even at my ratings. It says I've seen 103 of these 250 shows. I'm like, good God, 41%. All right, well, again, most of these are documentaries and pretty dumb sitcoms. And so... if you had to add some other sitcom that just inspired you in general where you're just like, that was really witty.
they mostly added one of the ones I liked was Fawlty Towers. The one I am surprised they haven't put on, but I guess not everybody. I guess people don't like it now as Big Bang Theory. I thought they would have added that.
I could have sworn it used to be on here, but I guess it quickly fizzled out after season 3. Everyone was like, okay, it's not that funny anymore.
I'd say mostly after season 6, but, you know.
I couldn't even keep track. I've seen no stuff.
I did. I actually have the first 6 seasons, but that's there it.
There we go. Oh, hell. Got plenty of other sitcoms on here, so... I mean... Could I put George Lopez or the Drew Carey Show on here?
I could put the Drew Carey Show.
And way better than most sitcoms, which just go on. Oh.
I didn't see, oh, they do have Twilight Zone. Okay, I had to make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, oh, good. It's the original, not the Jordan Peele one.
I'm really even surprised at the lack of other sketch shows like Chappelle's show is on here, but not Key and Peele, so.
I'm not Key and Peele, not SNL.
No love for Mad TV, nothing.
No? Oh, In Living Color, even?
But... Yeah. Yeah, no In Living Color, so. There's already like two other Narutos, so we could easily replace that. Never even heard of this whole called Amazon show called The Family Man, but come on, it just came out. So replace that and free up.
In fact, when I see that title, I think of the Brett Ratner movie. Good.
Oh, God.
It's like, why do you have to remind me of that?
Why? Yeah, I think we pretty much redone a bunch of it.
I don't think we did. They got some of it right, some of it not so much.
The unit wasn't on here.
Ah.
Replace one that. Of those war shows with that gripping Delta Force David Mamet drama. Anyone who loves the other movie they did earlier, Spartan, or just any other just uncommon, just Tom Clancy's thing, you'll love it. So, what we do in the Shadows is on here. Fly the Conchords, I'm cool with that. Never understood the appeal of Dragon Ball, but there's clearly, again, a bunch of anime fans. So what would you replace Samurai Champloo with? Any other cartoon?
Yeah.
Maybe Scooby-Doo.
I could say. Probably Scooby-Doo.
The original. The OG.
Not the new one.
Parrot, I mean, it's popular, but I'd easily replace it with Murder, She Wrote. Angela Lansbury just had so much charisma.
That's true.
And any episode I've seen, even maybe a minute of Parrot, and it was slower than Columbo, which is not my deal. As much as I love that actor in Executive Decision.
Yeah, I never bothered watching that.
Yes, Minister. I recall that being pretty average. Surprise, some other thing with Hugh Laurie is not on here.
I mean, that would be.
Maybe as time went by, that Judi Dench sitcom that still airs reruns of, I'd easily replace it with that. I used to swear it was on here, but I'm even surprised something else that everyone loves to bitch about but isn't on here, like Heroes or Lost. Well, actually, I think Lost is on here. Could be wrong.
I didn't see on here, unless it
got replaced with something else by Lindelof, like Watchmen or The Leftovers.
I see they have Louis on here, Louis C.K.'s show.
Yeah, I'm really surprised by that. I would probably
replace that. Would have been kept off.
I would probably replace it with the other thing, the other comedian whose show he produced, that Better Things or whatever. I think that one's a little edgier. More heartwarming and realistic and funny, but oh well. I'm even more surprised at just what other just, I mean, you were talking about talk shows. I'm just like, if we're going to have anything on there, why can we not have classic Conan O'Brien?
I'm going to say.
Or better yet, how about Larry Saunders, which was a sitcom about
there you go.
Late night, which is still a lot of fun to watch. And again, Blue Planet and Planet Earth 2 is like, pick one or the other.
I know, I don't get that.
And like, both Cosmos are on here. I think you can go with the original Cosmos, and the second Cosmo can move to the side. How about I replace that with Babylon 5? Which I could have sworn used to be on there, but nope.
Guess not.
Everybody's just saying fuck it to anything made in 95.
Apparently, which is kind of sad.
So. And yet X-Files is still so.
Yeah, that's the only one.
I'm just glad all the X-Files knockoffs aren't on here. So.
Oh, you mean like Millennium? Or?
No.
I'm kidding.
Inside the Actors Studio is number 5, though, so that is kind of interesting because it's kind of a clip show, kind of part of a talk show part. Well, I don't even know if I would call it a talk show. It's just a documentary interview series that. And yet, Check It Out with Steve Brule is on here. I'm like, no.
Never heard of that, so can't.
That's the John C. Reilly Adult Swim show that the character first appeared on Tim and Eric.
That's probably why I haven't watched it.
So there you go. It's like Tim and Eric is an acquired taste. I will say I've guffawed at it, but I will never say that it's a must-see. Patriot Act is on here, but I mean, The Daily Show's already on there, and it's like, yeah, no, just pick one. You don't need to pick all the other ones. I do like to see that. I do find it interesting that Craig Ferguson's being represented, so. Interesting. Okay, well. Oh, shoot. So I went into, like, by genre, so I think that's the problem. I'm looking at some of the wrong lists, but oh well. I think we pretty much have still changed it up a bunch.
Oh, yeah, especially removing certain ones that shouldn't be there, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Enough already.
Some of them, I'm glad some of them were on there, but some of them, yeah. I'm not too upset if we remove them.
Yeah.
They don't deserve to be on there.
I guess. Or all these shows that everyone watches. I think I saw Grey's Anatomy was on there. I'm like, no.
You should
replace it with something that's been on there for 20 years. Put it in CIS on there. You'll get a laugh. You'll remember an unusual Navy criminal plot and just go to bed.
I'm surprised they didn't put ER on here. If they had Grey's Anatomy, you'd think they would put ER, but okay.
Oh, man. It's the other medical show that's more realistic, that's kind of ripping. Not Third Watch. Fuck, put St. Elsewhere on there. You wouldn't have half these hallucinations, and I mean, again, it's great to see if you're especially a fan of Howie Mandel and Denzel Washington in their prime. So. Yeah, no, I think we've redone it enough.
I think so.
I would nominate City on a Hill with Kevin Bacon and Aldous Hodge, but that's be about it.
Yeah, that sounds to be about it.
Any other ripping thing? Oh, Homeland wasn't on here. So, tisk tisk. Can you please put Jack Ryan and that on there?
You might as well at this point.
And when Dolph Lundgren gets his show, can you put it on here too?
Hell, you can do that for Arnold too if his show.
If his show kicks ass, please put it on here. I would have also probably put Blackish, maybe MacGyver, the original CSI in here, but no, not gonna happen. So, Trailer Park Boys. Need something funny. Meth caused explosions that could take Breaking Bad's place, arguably. I think we've done it. We've added Psych and all these other stuff. I think we're good.
Yes, this is our list. The better list.
The better list. Superior list, arguably. So, other than that, where can people find you on the interwebs?
As usual, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, even Facebook.
Reviewing action movies.
Yep, on Action Elite. I'll be reviewing Kid and Assassin with Dolph Lundgren. Speaking of Dolph.
Yep, there we go. Always a master reviewer. And hopefully I won't accidentally delete this recording. So.
Hopefully not.
Ugh, I'm so bad.
We'll return after these messages.
Hey, feeling down? Feeling low? Not enough podcasts about movies in your life? Why not try?
They must be destroyed on sight!
The new podcast cure-all, sure to get you right with the world and on a path to better living. We have exploitation, we have Italian horror, we have zombies, we have slashers, we have crime films, we have spaghetti westerns, we even have sci-fi and sex comedies. So take a dose of...
They must be destroyed on sight!
As needed, and let the hosts, Lee Russell, Daniel Harper, Paul Romali, and the odd guest host cure what ails you.
Warning, may cause atrophy, African consumption, black fever, bone shave, chin cough, colic, cramp colic, dropsy of the brain, elephantitis, grocer's itch, jaundice, mania, miasma, mortification, palsy, Pott's disease, rheumatism, scurvy, St. Anthony's fire, summer complaint, and worm fit in some people. Consult a physician before listening.
Did you ever see a film at such a young age it left you traumatized with cinematic wounds?
Necrophilia.
It's a dead issue, man. Don't push it. Cinema Psyops is a weekly podcast documenting an ongoing experiment on the mind of an unwilling test subject.
No one should have to watch this movie.
Oh, no one should have to watch this?
No one should have to watch this movie.
Surprisingly, it's not a topic that a lot of people really want to tackle.
I'm shocked, prudes.
I know, really.
Right?
It's the next sexual frontier that no one wants to explore.
I am, in the most sincerest of senses, disappointed in you.
It takes a powerful goddess like Connie, jam her arm down the monster's throat and kill it. Oh, I'm still tripping out over that. Even as a kid, I was like, I gotta find a girl like that.
Every week, I get a new look of disappointment that I never thought I could get out of
it. It's unimaginable. At 12 years old, you should not be watching this movie.
Obviously.
At 13, you should not be. 14, you shouldn't be. I'm not entirely sure even 17-year-olds should be watching this movie.
Just because you're offended by something doesn't mean that you have the right to demand that it doesn't exist.
Watching this film again, I had all of this, like, little nerd glee with everything that kept popping up.
Little history doll popping up at you.
So I totally loved this film.
Hey, I know why you know, couldn't see that. It's because your brain's warped watching this shit at 12 years old.
Yeah, this is a rough movie. I told you ahead of time when we were getting ready to do it that it was going to be a rough
movie. How did you watch this shit at 12?
Because physical wounds heal, cinematic ones don't. Listen to Cinema Psyops.
Hey, everybody. I'm Corey.
And I'm Zach. And we're the hosts of Podcasting After Dark, a cast dedicated to late-night horror and sci-fi of the 80s and 90s, often found on HBO and Cinemax.
You know, the movies your parents didn't want you watching as a kid. You can find us every other week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, and Stitcher.
This is what you want.
This is what you get.
It's time, let's check our cue, baby. Pair it with a couple brews, baby. We love good movies. We love the bad ones too. So we watch them all and pass their lessons on to you. Oh yeah.
Bana 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 out. Bana 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 out.
Everything I learned from movies helps to make life a little bit groovy. With a one-liner plot holes, a gratuitous movie. It's time to get busy with your friend Steven Izzy
at EILFM.podbean.com.
Welcome to Who Was She Podcast. I am your host, Tara Jabari. After a decade working in documentaries, marketing, and all things digital media, I found that podcasting is a strong medium to share stories. After years of producing for others, I decided to start my own biographical podcast. Who Was She will focus on the life of a woman throughout Baha'i history. The first season is about Lydia Zemanoff. Lydia's story explores the subjects of the power of language and faith. Her father invented the universal language Esperanto, and she came from a Jewish family and became a Baha'i. She grew up during World War I and was killed during World War II in a concentration camp, despite heroic efforts to save her life. How can one person's life intersect with so many others, connect across borders, and inspire a biography, which inspired this podcast? Over the next few weeks, I will share her story with you and the lives that were most affected by her and those who affected her life as well. They include her father, Ludwig Zemanoff, her spiritual mother, American journalist Martha Root, and the Baha'i German soldier Fritz Mako, who worked for the resistance undercover while having to serve the Nazi party. I want to thank the author Wendy Heller and George Ronald Publishing for their blessing to let me use Heller's biography, Lydia, The Life of Lydia Zemanoff, Daughter of Esperanto, as a main and instrumental resource for this podcast. So please subscribe and learn about this amazing woman who traveled through three continents in an effort to bring unity through the power of language. You can also find more information on our Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest at Who Was She Podcast. Music was composed and performed by Sam Red. I am your host, Tara Jabari. Join us next time as we begin our journey about Lydia Zemanoff.
Are you sick of the same old stale podcasts? Well, then join Vanessa and Darren as they dissect movies of all kinds. The two lifelong cinema lovers bring their favorites, curiosities, and first-time watches to the operating table and inject them with a healthy dose of snark. Then there's the waiting room, where they examine books and short stories. So just look for them on Apple Podcasts and where fine podcasts are available. They're part of the Legion Podcast Network. Follow them on Twitter at VD Clinic Pod. Join them on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/VD Clinic Pod. Or email them at vdclinicpod@gmail.com. They're ready to cure what ails you. And still, they just might be a little contagious.
Hi there. It's Heather from the Watching Netflix Without You podcast. Did you know that there are over 1,200 Netflix original feature films and documentaries? And that number is only growing. So I've made it my mission to watch as many as I possibly can. Then, with a delightful guest or guests, disclaimer, more often than not my brother Ryan, we spend an episode rating, reviewing, and discussing a film at length. The first half of every episode is spoiler-free for those who haven't seen it yet. And in the second half, after a very clear spoiler warning, we dive into it. And that's really about it. You can listen to Watching Netflix Without You on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more.
We now continue with our program.
Follow us on the web on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The podcast is available on Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Apple, and anywhere else podcasts are available. Feel free to review our show and leave comments on any of those sites. Thanks a million for listening. It's a jacked up.